The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This year's lecture series is going to be about the victorious lion of Allah. And the reason for discussing Amirul Mu'mineen is practical inspiration from the stances of Ali. Self, bettering the self, but there's also a requirement. If you're going to follow Ali, then there are certain stances that he had. Social and political stances. I can't be a follower of Imam Ali and just say, well, he was like that, and not say, well, what did he say to me? One of the things that our Imam advises us is to have the principled stance of standing with the oppressed and standing against the zalim. Why is it that you and I won't let Yemen go? Why will we be there on the day of Quds? Why do we support the Yemenis when they were able to strike those facilities in Saudi Arabia? First they struck Dubai, that woke some people up. Then after that they struck those facilities. Now you see that resistance pays. Now they want to have negotiations. The Palestinians, those heroes, 70 years, how many years do you and I have to watch those images of children being beaten? Those mothers whose children were captured when they were 13, who say that when I want to remember my son, I smell his shirt. Children being tortured. And some of these videos we've seen with our own eyes. Then we're surprised that the Palestinians respond righteously and attack Tel Aviv. Amir al-Mu'mineen taught us to have this stance. He told his sons, وَكُونَا لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا. If you want to be a follower of Ali, you've got to be a khasm, an enemy of the zalimin. Not just the Yazid of that time, the Muawiyah of that time, the Yazid of today. وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. You have to support the oppressed. Now the last goal, and the reason for discussing Amir al-Mu'mineen and all of those things, because he is really madhar al-ajaib. He really, like, there's so many strange things you're going to see from his beginning. Is to appreciate something. I want to talk, inshallah, if there's time, at least talk a little bit about his birth. But again, each one of his steps, what did he do before the hijrah? What did he do in the time of the Prophet? How was he involved in the security apparatus? So many things. What did he do? There's so many things. There's stories where Imam Ali, if we get a chance to talk about them, where he is facing an army of 30,000 men. The Battle of Hunain, where the Muslims finally thought that their numbers were enough. And some of the Muslims said it out loud. 12,000 of the Muslims, they went into that valley of Hunain. And all those believers ran. Then Imam Ali was standing there, right? Abu Jarwal, that champion. Inshallah, we'll get a chance to make it to that. But the fourth point, why discuss the life of Imam Ali? Now, this is something for you and I, as the children of Imam Khomeini, for us to really ponder over. Imam Khomeini said something very deep. He said that the wilaya of the faqih. We're not talking about the maqam of Ahlul Bayt. The maqam of Ahlul Bayt, even Anbiya weren't like Amir al-Mu'mineen. We're not talking about that. Practically speaking, the wilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib is the same as the wilaya of the current faqih. Whatever you would do for Ali, if you really were a big supporter, you're doing it right now for the current wali. Why is it that he is a red line for us? Because Ali is. The wilaya is the same. So what we're trying to do, the fourth objective, is to try to understand a little bit about the importance of the concept of wilaya. Why God would introduce it in this way. To try and really for us to just take a moment. Now, when you want to talk about Imam Ali, again, it wouldn't be fair to not say even a sentence about his parents. If we were going to do it the right way, then obviously we'd have to spend lectures talking about just them. I won't do that. Just a sentence, just to see, again, who is God introducing to us? Who were his parents? His father, Abu Talib, is someone who was the guardian of the Prophet. A muwahid before Islam. Someone who was chosen to be the wasi of Abdul Muttalib. Because Abdul Muttalib knew who the Prophet was, knew how important he was. He had children. He chose Abu Talib as the one who was most worthy of this task. And he guaranteed him, he said, because he was taking a wasiyah to him, he's like, he's my son. The iman of the father of Imam Ali was such that Imam Sadiq says this. He says, because we're talking about the mu'min of Quraysh, the same way that the mu'min in the Quran, the mu'min of Fir'aun's time, Alu Fir'aun, that person, he used to hide his faith. The mu'min of Quraysh, the mu'min is Abu Talib. How strong was his iman? Just to know again who the parents are before you even know who Ali is. The Imam says this, لَوُضِيَ إِمَانُ أَبِي طَالِبْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ فِي كَفِّ كِفَّةٍ. If you were to put the faith of Abu Talib on one part of the scale, وَإِمَانُ الْخَلَائِقِ فِي الْكِفَّةِ الْأُخْرَى, and then the faith of the entirety of creation, other than Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, in the other part of the scale, لَرَجَحَ إِمَانُ أَبِي طَالِبْ. His iman would outweigh theirs. So that's the father. Who was his mother? And again, we don't have time to discuss this, but his mother is someone who is a second mother to our Prophet. She's someone who her spiritual station is so lofty that when the Prophet was born, she could see the spiritual light. She was there with Amina. But that's not enough. We're talking about the first woman that we hear from books, that the first woman who after Khadija, Sayyida Khadija, who made bay'ah to Rasulullah is Fatima bint Asad. Hijra with Amir al-Mu'mineen, inshallah, if we get a chance to talk about her story. So mujahida, resistance, strength, support of the Prophet, loving, preferring the Prophet over her own children, Fatima bint Asad. Her iman was so great that when she died, our Prophet did 70 takbir for her salatul janazah. And he said 70,000 angels participated in her salatul janazah. So that's just a little bit about who the parents were, because again, the parents play a role. The tarbiyah of that kind of a house, which was always, everything was Rasulullah, sacrificing for Rasulullah, even in the time of the Shaykh of Abi Talib, moving the bed of Rasulullah so that other children of Abu Talib sit and the Prophet moves his bed, supporting him, the best of food for this kind of a family. Now, the next one is his place of birth, right? And again, you and I remember, how important is wilaya? How's God introducing this topic to us? Where was he born? In the Kaaba. Who was the Kaaba built by? Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi says it's Nabi Adam built the Kaaba. After that, it got washed away in the flood of Nuh and then rebuilt by Nabi Ibrahim and Nabi Ismail. Jibreel was giving them the instructions. Nabi Isa, and he's one of the Ulul Azm prophets. The only man born without a father. His mother, a Siddiqah. Yet when it was time for her to deliver Nabi Isa, then her instructions are to leave Baytul Maqdis. But Ali, the Wali, is so special that when the mother of Ali comes up to the Kaaba and she starts addressing God, making that famous dua, we've talked about it before, the walls of the Kaaba open. She enters, the walls close. The people who are watching, they're like, what is this? They start to rush around the Kaaba. The doors are locked. After 3 days, so now you can imagine, okay, everybody's waiting to see, who is this person? What's going to happen? After 3 days, she comes out and she says that, I have been preferred. I've been given the food of paradise. And God told me to name this newborn Ali.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Ali. محمد يا مؤمنين صل على